Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialist on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
On Butler Boulevard east of 295, a broken down car on the Buckman Bridge heading into Mandarin. There's been an accident. And 95 north just before Southside Boulevard, another crash. Mostly sunny today and a high of 89 degrees. This evening, mostly clear with an overnight low of 75.
Bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough and it seems like your best ain't good enough, if you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be right here, right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to live the life of your dreams. Now, Lily Tomlin, a long time ago, said, "Why is it that when we talk to God, we're said to be praying, but when God talks to us, we're schizophrenic?" In the book Conversations with God, Neil Donald Walsh shares his life, his anguish, and how his conversations with God have set him free to a new truth. And I am so grateful that it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, because Neil Donald Walsh, I mean, I can't even say it, I'm so excited, is here to do just that. Welcome, Neil, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Well, thank you. It's lovely to be here with you. Thank you for asking me.
Oh, well, I would love for this to be a regular event, but I am so grateful that you're here today. I know that there's a lot of people listening today, and I'd explained to you prior to going on the show today that there are a lot of people who know you, who you are. They're listening today. But there are some who still don't know who you are. Could you share a little bit about yourself and how these conversations between you and God became a book?
Well, I'd be happy to. I didn't intend to write a book at all. I was just a regular, normal person as I am today. Nothing's really changed. But about 20 or 22 years ago, I was moving through a very difficult time in my life, and I was, you know, trying to figure out what is the truth of everything, what makes life work. And then one morning, I woke up at 4:23 a.m., and I walked out into the larger part of the house from my bedroom, and I sat on the couch, and I found myself just really writing an angry letter to God. There was a yellow legal pad, happened to be on the coffee table in front of me, grocery list or whatever from the day before. So I picked up the yellow legal pad and I began writing a very angry letter. What does it take to make life work? And what have I done to deserve a life of such continuing struggle? And somebody tell me the rules. I can recall writing this on the yellow legal pad. Somebody just tell me the rules. I'll play. Just give me the rules. And once they give me the rules, don't change them. Because my experience has been that the rules of life were changing from time to time. So in any event, I was just really just getting some thoughts out, never dreaming that anyone would ever see this. Just a private process of journaling. But I did hear a voice over my right shoulder, and the voice said, "Neil, do you really want answers to all of these questions, or are you just venting?" And I recall, of course, I looked around. No one was there. I was shocked. I was scared. I was trying to figure out where that voice came from. But suddenly, my fear, that feeling of being scared, went away almost instantly. Mm-hmm. And what I felt was a sense of peace and serenity, almost to the point where tears were coming down my face, that peace that they talk about, peace that passeth all understanding. My whole body was filled with that. And I relaxed into the experience I was having, and I said to myself, "Yes, I am venting, but if you have answers, I'd sure like to know what they are." And with that, I actually began receiving answers to the questions I was asking. And they were coming so fast that I decided to write them down. So I began scribbling the answers that I was receiving on the yellow legal pad that I had in front of me. Well, as you can imagine, the answers that I was getting were sponsored more questions. And so I would say, "Well, how can that be? Or what about this? Or wait a minute, what about that?" And then I would get answers to those questions. And before I knew it, I was involved in an on-paper dialogue that I called Conversations with God. And the reason that I called it that is because I was receiving answers that I had never dreamt of, never heard of in my own experience, never read anywhere, and never had as part of my upbringing, just answers that were coming literally out of the blue and answers that were totally unexpected by me. So I kept that up for about an hour and a half that particular morning, and I was feeling very peaceful and no longer agitated. And I thought, well, what an interesting experience. After about 90 minutes, I wrapped things up, put my yellow legal pad in my desk drawer, and I let it go at that. Mm-hmm. But then the next morning at 4:23, I was awakened again. And the next morning and the next morning. So to make this a much shorter story, this went on for about 2 or 3 weeks. After which I had several hundred pages of dialogue written, just dialogue. Question, answer, question, answer, question, answer. And I thought to myself, "Ah, now I've got you."
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that was a measurable outcome. Everything else I had been receiving, if I could use that word, was conceptual in nature, theoretical. It could be, it could not be. It was just, thoughts, fascinating thoughts, interesting thoughts, but nothing that could be proven or measured. But now here was a statement that was provable, it was measurable. It said, "This will one day become a book." And I thought to myself, if this is really what I imagined it to be, if I'm really in touch with the place of higher wisdom that I call God.
And we're going to continue our conversation with Neil Donald Walsh when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
What if you could have whatever you desired with a simple thought? Wishful thinking? Science has proven that thoughts can change our reality. Join the movement and be part of an interactive virtual community that helps you take control of your life through the power of intentions. Learn to create the life you desire, one intention at a time. Sign up today for your free account and start creating.
Hi, I'm Tim Ray, founder of the United Intentions Foundation. If you'd like to learn more about creating, tracking, and manifesting your passions, please go to unitedintentions.org.
The Lily McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
We love, we fear. Bridges we burn. We make mistakes. Then we live and learn. When life gets tough and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here, right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, right here, waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Now, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. And today's teacher is Neil Donald Walsh. And as I mentioned, you'd be the 15th caller or texter to call or leave a message at 407-373-5959. And you will get his latest book, which is Conversations with God, Book 4, Awaken the Species. You will love this. So be the 15th caller or texter to leave a message at 407-373-5959. Now, Neil, when you were discussing your life and some of the things that you have gone through, you mentioned it in a broad spectrum, but in fact, you have gone through many things that many of us would never, ever even fathom. Can you share some of those things that you have gone through in your life? So if somebody's listening that maybe has gone through it or is going through it, can relate to the hope that you bring in your message.
Well, it's really not about my story, this whole experience, but I'm happy to share a bit of it. Sure. I had repeated failures in relationships. I had multiple marriages. I wound up having an automobile accident in which I broke my neck, and I really should have died, the doctors said, but I managed to escape both death and paralysis and managed to walk away from that, although it did take 2 years of rehabilitation therapy to get my range of motion back in my neck. And then on top of all of that, I wound up, losing my job. That is, I went to where I was working, and they had gone bankrupt without telling anybody. So I walked up there, and there was a sign on the door that says bankrupt. So I had that experience, and I've just had, really one experience after the other of tragedies and problems and challenges, frankly, in my life. But the broken neck one, which wound up leaving me on the street. I was a street person because my government benefits ran out. So I wound up spending a year, 2 weeks shy of a year to be exact, on the sidewalk, walking the streets as a street person with nowhere to live, nowhere to go, no way to get out of the jam that I was in. Until I finally found it, because nobody would give me a job. You see, I was wearing this Philadelphia collar. It's a therapeutic device. And no one would give me a job because they saw me as a walking insurance claim. So they would not hire me anywhere. So I finally ran out of money, and I wound up living on the sidewalk for a year. So, that was the great American nightmare, to be a street person and to be out there on the sidewalk for a whole year of your life, not for a week, not for a month, but for a year. It was a very, very interesting experience. It was after that experience, and after all the other experiences I've just described, that I did come to that place that I was talking about earlier, where I just said, okay, yeah. What does it take to make life work? Obviously, there's something I don't understand here, the understanding of which would change everything.
Sure. And so as you are getting back on your feet, you're having this conversation with God and you're writing everything down. I call it journaling. I'm sure you call it journaling as well. Yeah. And journaling is so important to me. It's my meditation. And so because of your books, I've been able to come back, because I've heard about you for a long time, Neil, and I had not picked up one of your books till just recently. And so that has, because I thought my journaling was very unique, but we share the same thing in common. And you say in your books that we do write, that God is constantly talking to us, but are we listening? Can you share a little bit more about how we as human beings are constantly doing, and perhaps maybe it's time to listen at this point?
Well, yeah, my experience has been that that which we call God, the highest source of wisdom in the universe, is a part of all of us. It's not even that God is talking to us, but there's nothing else but God. What I was told in the Conversations with God experience is that we are all one. That is, there is only one thing, and all things are part of the one thing there is. So that God is us individuated. We are the individuations of divinity, if you will. We are singularizations of the singularity. With that as the backdrop, then all I really needed to do was to go inside into my own soul, if you will, the soul being the individuated expression of divinity within each of us, and to access the wisdom of the soul in such a way that my life questions would finally and ultimately be answered. So I wound up using journaling as a process through which I did that. As I mentioned earlier in our time together, I was told this will one day become a book, so I sent it to a publisher on a dare. Really, I was just daring. We'll see about that, because I realized that the chances of an unpublished author who no one's ever heard of getting a book published in which he claims to be talking to God were one in a million. But in fact, a publisher did put the book out, and it talked about one in a million. It wound up selling several million copies and being translated into 37 languages. And the rest, as they say, is publishing history.
Yeah.
So that has brought me to a place where I now use my information that I'm receiving in my conversations with God on a regular basis, and I invite other people to do the same. I invite everyone. All of us are having conversations with God, by the way, all the time. We're simply calling it something else. We're calling it a moment of inspiration, women's intuition, you know, an exciting idea, whatever we want to call it, so that we won't be marginalized, so that no one will think that we've lost our marbles. But in fact, I call them all simply conversations with God, and they brought me great solace, great help, great insight, and great understanding in my life.
Yeah, and it's changed your life completely and our life as well. So in your latest book, which, by the way, my listening friend, be the 15 caller or texter to leave a message or text 407-373-5959, and we have an extra book to give to you. So be the 15th caller or texter. Okay, so as I'm picking up your book and I'm just feeling your moment with God in this book, you go into the characteristics of an awakened species compared to an unawakened human. So can you go over, like, what the number four is just rang out so loud, but can you go over some of these as quickly as possible so that we can maybe identify with these? Am I awakened? Am I unawakened?
Sure, I'd be very happy to. Just to give you a little bit of a backdrop, in this conversation I had with God, I was told that it's time now to awaken the species, that we all can play a part in doing that by realizing that we are already awake, we simply don't know it. So most of us need to step into the fact that we are already awakened. And so I asked God, well, what is the difference between a person, a being, if you please, that is living in an awakened state and a being that's living in an unawakened state? And God said, well, there are many, one in particular, an awakened species, having seen and acknowledged what is so, will always do what works. Humans in an unawakened state do exactly the opposite. In other words, just to give you an example, if your objective is to live a life of peace, joy, and love, violence does not work. This has already been demonstrated, but we use it anyway. If your objective is to live a life of good health and great longevity, consuming dead flesh daily, smoking known carcinogens continuously, or drinking gallons of nerve-deadening, brain-frying liquids like alcohol regularly, does not work. This has already been demonstrated. We see that it does not work, but we do it anyway. If our objective is to raise offspring free of violence and rage, placing them directly in front of vivid depictions of violence and rage during their most impressionable years, does not work. But we do it anyway. We put them in front of video games, television programs, movies. We even buy them toys to play with in the backyard that resemble guns and make the sounds of guns. And then when something terrible happens, we read on the internet some 7-year-old child has pushed his 4-year-old brother out the window in Chicago. We say, where could they have gotten such a horrible idea? Yeah. Duh. Hello.
Yeah.
If your objective is to care for the earth and wisely husband her resources, acting as if those resources are limitless does not work. This has already been demonstrated. And finally, if your objective is to discover and cultivate a relationship with a loving deity so that religion can make a true difference in the affairs of human beings, then teaching of a God of righteousness, punishment, and retribution does not work. This has already been demonstrated. But we do it anyway. The difference between highly evolved beings, beings who are awake, and beings who are walking around in a trance as if they were still sleepwalking, is that sleepwalkers see what works and do the opposite. They do the opposite anyway. That's just one of the many differences of a highly evolved species or awakened species. For instance, another example is an awakened species says one thing and will do what they say. Humans in an unawakened state often say one thing and do another.
Yes.
And awakened species will always share everything with everyone. And humans in an unawakened state sometimes share with those who are close to them, but they draw a line in the sand with regard to who they're going to share with and who they're not. You know, I work for mine, you can work for yours, as if the workplace was a place of equal opportunity. Hardy har har. You can joke about that. So there, you know, the book is gives a whole list of 16 differences
yes.
between an awakened species and people who are living in an unawakened state, and it's an eye opener. You know, one other one, real fast. It says an awakened species will always tell the truth to everyone about everything, whereas an unawakened person often does not tell the truth even to themselves.
Oh, gosh, that's very powerful. And so how do we become awakened and share with my listening friends the things that we can do? Because if we identify ourselves with the unawakened, what will wake us up?
Well, we are already awake. The species has now moved to a place where more and more and more people, probably the largest number of them, are now awake or if you please, conscious of
right.
what's truly what's real and true in life. They simply need to give themselves permission to act like it. So this list of 16 behaviors is a good place to start. And people merely need to listen to themselves and ask themselves, here's how a person can move into an awakened demonstration. That is a demonstration of the fact that they have already awakened by asking themselves in every single moment of now, what does the current situation invite me to demonstrate with regard to divinity? What aspect of divinity is this present moment inviting me and encouraging me to demonstrate? If we simply answered that question, whether it's about sharing, about telling the truth, or about doing what works, or any one of the other behaviors, the answer will come to us immediately and directly and very clearly as well. Then we merely need to have the courage to step into the answer that we are receiving.
You know, it's the listening that you talk about throughout Conversations with God. It's the listening that we need to, and not only that, I always say on my show that we need to take out our soul shovels and dig deep, because we don't want to look at ourselves. We don't mind looking at other people, and we don't mind pointing out their flaws. And sometimes we surround ourselves with people that are what we perceive worse off than us so that we can look good. But the reality is that everything really is our responsibility. And when I say responsibility, I'm talking about the kind that leads to freedom and empowerment, and the kind that will allow me to be the creator of my own life. But many do not want to look within. What is a quick tip that you can share with someone that doesn't want to look within and just is constantly looking outside?
Well, you know, I wish I had more time right now, but you know what? You have a break right about here, but after the break, I would answer that question directly. I can't wait to.
You're so funny. Okay. Well, today we are talking with Neil Donald Walsh, and I want to encourage you, my listening friend, that if you're ready to be aware that you are awake, then this is a great book to start. So, reach out by calling Be the 15th Caller or Texter to call 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. And I will take those calls and text one by one. And the 15th caller will get the copy of the free book of Neil Donald Walsh. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. We'll be right back.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says that bad environmental laws are making California's deadly and destructive wildfires that much worse. On Twitter, the president says the laws aren't allowing massive amounts of readily available water to be properly utilized. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has approved federal aid to help in the firefight. The president acknowledging that the 2016 Trump Tower meeting between a Kremlin-connected lawyer and his son was aimed at collecting information about a political opponent. Mr. Trump says there's nothing illegal about that. Rick Gates, he cut a plea deal with special counsel Robert Mueller's team, expected to take the stand this week in the financial fraud trial of his former boss, Paul Manafort, who was President Trump's former campaign chairman. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 33 points. NASDAQ futures up almost 2 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income. You see, at Sound Income Strategies, we transform high-fee, high-taxed retirement spend-downs into sustained retirement income. It's time for you to join the income generation. For your free, no-obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234, to speak to an income specialist. Call 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. Remember, the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income. For your free income kit, call 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234. Call now.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
I-295 South at the Town Center exit, look out for a crash. 95 South just after Bay Meadows Road, there's something in the highway cars are avoiding. And if you're on I-10 going east, you'll see slowdown starting at Lane Avenue to I-95. Mostly sunny today and a high of 89 degrees. This evening, mostly clear with an overnight low of 75.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. We were asked a question the other day about a store's reputation and how a customer might judge that. The first thing that came to mind was to look at how long they've been in business. Because if a store or a person is disreputable, that word will get out fast and that business won't be around very long. The second thing that comes to mind for jewelry stores, if the store has been in business a long time, there'll be a lot of folks in the area wearing jewelry from that establishment. And if they sell fine jewelry, you can best bet that those pieces have been shown thousands of times and probably passed down from one generation to the next, and a lot of people have been told where that piece came from. At Underwoods, it's our stated goal to be the best jeweler in the South, not the biggest, so everything we do and carry has to move us towards that goal. And ultimately, it's satisfied customers wearing our jewelry that have kept Underwoods in business since 1928. So come by and see us in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Shava Furniture Store is open on the south side, and furniture buying was never so easy. Shava Furniture Store, 3917 Southside Boulevard, is open 7 days a week with up to 50% off furniture for every room in the house. Don't pay double. Shop Shava for living room, dining room, and bedroom furniture. Shava Furniture Store will even deliver and take away your old furniture. Same day delivery available. Shava Furniture Store with grand opening prices. 3917 Southside Boulevard, phone 904-379-3799.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough and it seems like your best ain't good enough, if you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here, right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Now, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm your host, Lillian McDermott, and today's teacher is Neil Donald Walsh. And if you want his latest copy of Conversations with God, it's book number 4, Awaken the Species, then you need to be the 15th caller or texter to leave either a text or a voicemail at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. You will love this book. So if you're not a winner, you still need to go get it. And if you've never read any of these books, you need to get them all. And so no excuses, because this is what taking 100% responsibility looks like. It is 100% our responsibility in the word that leads to empowerment and freedom, as I said earlier. And so if you are ready to learn more about this responsibility that has nothing to do with blame, shame, fault, or duty, it has everything to do with what I can do to create what I want. And so go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber. It's a two-step process. And once you confirm that email, then you will get my access to my Mind, Body, Spirit Positive Affirmation audio link and my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook. But that's not all. You will get to listen to my previous shows and view my sponsors, get some discounts on my favorites, and get the insider scoop. But most importantly, let's grow together at whenyouneedafriend.com and on Instagram at Lillian McDermott, Twitter Lillian MCD. Like me on Facebook.com/ Lillian's Radio Show. Like me on all my social media and on demand at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio. And again, you can call, leave a message, especially if you want this book. Be the 15th caller. Leave a message or text me at 407-373-5959. All you need to text me is Conversations with God, and I will call you after the show. So today, we are so privileged to have Neil Donald Walsh, who is the author of these wonderful books, Conversations with God, and others as well, not just these. He has written so many other books. So before we went on the break, I asked the question. I told everybody to take out their soul shovels, but that we, Neil, don't want to look at ourselves. We're constantly looking outside of ourselves and blaming others for our circumstance. So can you share some tips with us that will allow us to be okay, feel safe, to look within?
Well, I think that the first tip I would offer people to even want to look within, whether they feel safe or not, is to ask themselves a fairly probing question. Am I happy? On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy am I in my life right now? And then to ask themselves, if it comes up to, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm happy at a level of 5 or 6 or 7, but nowhere near a 10, nowhere near a 9, not even near an 8. I'm down there around 5, 6, or 7. Then I would probably take a look at, okay, is it possible that there's something I don't fully understand here about life, about myself? Mm-hmm. The understanding of which would change everything. And I invite people as a tool, as a simple tool, to open the doorway to looking within, to ask themselves what I call life's magic question. In any moment of my life, whatever I'm doing, whether I'm walking through the supermarket, whether I'm sitting down to watch a television program, whether we're having dinner with a friend, or whatever it is I'm doing, I ask myself a simple, very rapid question. What does this have to do with the agenda of my soul? And what does this have to do with the agenda of my soul? That's a question that many people go their entire lives and never ask themselves even once. In 60 or 70 or 80 years of life, they've never once asked themselves, and what does this have to do with the agenda of my soul? The result of never asking that question is that, as you say, they never do go within, because they're not prompted to, they're not invited to, they're not encouraged to. Why do they feel unsafe about doing that? People feel unsafe about looking within because they're afraid they're going to see something there that they're not really prepared to encounter, or that they're perhaps a little ashamed of, or that they're, you know, a little nervous about, or whatever. So they have some negative feeling of one kind or another about what they're going to find within. And most people don't like to be introspective at that level anyway. They can go their entire life, literally an entire lifetime, and never ask an introspective question like that, except when they're in trouble. Here's what would motivate people to not have to do that. Don't wait until you're in trouble, until life is crumbling all around you, until something terrible has gone terribly bad, until your relationship has blown up in your face, or you're facing deep financial difficulties, or whatever it might be, a serious illness. Don't wait until life has turned on you, in a sense, before you turn into yourself and ask yourself, what is it that I don't fully understand here? The understanding of which would change everything.
That's beautiful. Okay, but, you know, and I think that what we need to get that most of us don't, is that even if you don't want to look inside of me or inside of yourself, what we're seeing in others around us is exactly what we don't want to look at inside of ourselves. So we're doing it, but we're doing it on the wrong person. So we need to take that back and go back inwards. But I wanted to hear your words, Neil, of wisdom for my listening friend when it comes to fear and guilt, perhaps, and I'll go through this later, like forgiveness, gratitude. So let's start with fear and guilt, which I know many are motivated with fear and guilt.
Well, fear and guilt are the only enemies of man. Conversations with God makes that very clear. Mm-hmm. Fear and guilt are the only enemies of man. Fear is an acronym, F-E-A-R, and I use it as an acronym that says, you know, feeling excited and ready. Mm. And so God said to me, Neil, call your fears adventure. Well, those are powerful words that I received in my conversations with God. Call your fears adventure. So, but what I've learned is that fear and guilt have nothing to do with who we really are. Guilt is a thought that we somehow have done something wrong that's terribly not okay, and we need to pay for it because we're guilty of it. But the God of my understanding does not hold us in that place at all. God does not find us as guilty in any way whatsoever. No, you know what? Here's an interesting idea that mm-hmm. came to me also in the material. Nobody does anything inappropriate given their model of the world. Therefore, if we have judged ourselves to have done something that we call inappropriate, it's probably because we have held a model of the world that is not complete, not full of understanding, not rich in deep awareness, and not fully conscious. What we need to do then is change our level of consciousness and become aware of who we are and what is really true. But God, I want you to know, does not judge us. God will, and by the way, interestingly enough, I was also told that God will never forgive us. God will never forgive us for anything. Do you know why?
Because he doesn't need to.
Exactly right, because you cannot possibly damage, hurt, destroy, or injure, or frustrate, or anger God in any way.
See, we don't understand that. We have created God into our own image, and that's why we think we need to be forgiven.
Let me offer an insight around that. The reason that God doesn't need to forgive us is because God understands us perfectly, and I'd like to give you a perfect example.
Sure.
You're at the birthday party table of your 3-year-old granddaughter, maybe, and your granddaughter is so excited when the chocolate cake comes out that she reaches for the chocolate cake because she just really wants some badly. After all, she's only three, and she knocks over all the milk all over the table, and the table is a mess. We don't have to forgive our child, our 3-year-old grandchild, for doing that. And the reason that forgiveness is not necessary is that we understand perfectly well how a 3-year-old could have done that. So God said to me, understanding replaces forgiveness in the mind of the master, and we are the 3-year-olds of the universe. We're very, very young species. And when we understand how human beings could behave the way they behave, forgiveness becomes unnecessary. Understanding replaces forgiveness in the mind of the master.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love that. Okay, so now forgiveness. Let's get your tips and your vision on forgiveness. God's vision.
There is no such thing as forgiveness in God's kingdom. And so my vision of forgiveness is that it's unnecessary, utterly unnecessary. What we are invited to experience is understanding. When we move to a place of understanding how a person could have done such a thing, then we find forgiveness is to be irrelevant. But let me, and here's how the fastest way to move to understanding in my life. When I see someone else, anybody else, either someone across the world that I've never met but have just heard of, or someone close to me in my own family, when I see or observe a person doing something that I do not agree with, I ask myself, have I ever done anything even close to that in my life? And the answer is always, yes, I've yes. had a brand of that in my own life. If I can understand how I can do it, then I can understand how they could have done it.
Absolutely. You know, I totally understand what you're saying. It is absolutely beautiful that we have come up from a place of compassion, which is totally foreign to some people, is knowing that, you know, the reason why I can let you go in front of me of traffic, even though you've cut me off, is because I've done it before. I know I have, accidentally, sometimes purposely, but in God's eyes, it's all forgiven. And I love that image of God that you have shared with the world, that God has just awaken you so that you can awaken us. And we're going to continue our conversation with Neil Donald Walsh when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. Please remember the book. I'm not looking at the text right now or the messages, so make sure you text or call 407-373-5959. And we're going to continue our conversation and we'll be right back.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Who listens to radio?
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
What if you could have whatever you desired with a simple thought? Wishful thinking? Science has proven that thoughts can change our reality. Join the movement and be part of an interactive virtual community that helps you take control of your life through the power of intentions. Learn to create the life you desire, one intention at a time. Sign up today for your free account and start creating.
Hi, I'm Tim Ray, founder of the United Intentions Foundation. If you'd like to learn more about creating, tracking, and manifesting your passions, please go to unitedintentions.org.
The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here, right here.
Text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Now, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. And today's teacher is Neil Donald Walsh. I am so grateful to Neil for being on the show, and I'm grateful that we have a book, a 15th caller. Leave a message or text her to call 407-373-5959, and you will get the copy of his fourth book called Awaken the Species. And if you're not already running out to get a book, then just wait until we're done. So you can get it on Amazon, your local bookstore. Just get it, because it's a new understanding of what God is all about. And Neil, I'm so grateful to you for risking, because, you know, when the first book was created, you could have feared and you could have said, you know, they're going to call me crazy. But you risked and you said, you know what, I'm going to dare God for whatever reason. And it changed your life and it's changed our life. So I want to thank you for stepping up and out. So thank you.
Well, that's a very kind thing to say. You're very sweet, and thank you for saying those things. I didn't really feel that I was being courageous in the moment. I simply was being curious. I needed to know whether or not the experience I was having had any validity at all. And if it did have validity and it was going to be published as a book, then I needed to know whether it had any value to anybody else. But after, you know, several million people, they tell us around 15 million people went on and purchased these several books, I've been convinced that apparently some other people have found value. The books have been translated into 37 languages. I'm very humble and very grateful with regard to that.
And that leads us into my next Share Your Pearls with us about gratitude.
I think gratitude is the most important single emotion within the human experience. Gratitude changes everything. And how I use gratitude in my life is two ways. One, I try to be grateful ahead of time for outcomes that I would like to see experienced or expressed or manifest in my life. So, for instance, as an example, at my Thanksgiving table — we have Thanksgiving here in the United States once a year — at our Thanksgiving table, I don't ask people to go around the table and each guest will tell us what they are grateful for that happened in the past year. I invite people to go around the table and tell us what you're going to be grateful for. Well, that's going to happen in the next 12 months. And that creates a very interesting Thanksgiving conversation. So that's one way I use gratitude, is by generating energy in advance toward something I'd like to see made manifest. The second way that I use gratitude, which is even more powerful in my life, is I allow myself to move into gratitude as a first line reaction. That's my initial response to anything that happens in my life, whether I call it good or call it bad. And it's especially powerful when I call it bad. Like if I run downtown, I'm really late, I have to get someplace and I can't find a parking space. Of all the times to not be able to find one, this is the time. But I find myself, rather than getting irritated, if I can move into gratitude, thank you, God, for helping me to understand that this problem has already been solved for me. Thank you, God, for presenting this particular set of circumstances that I might now know and declare, announce and fulfill, become and experience the next level of who I really am. When I move into gratitude about all the things, especially the so-called negative experiences in my life, I find that my energy shifts in such a way that it begins producing and generating and manifesting positive outcomes that out of a previously negative experience. So gratitude for me is a very, very powerful tool.
Beautiful. So I know that now you've written so many books. You've come from a place that many of us probably will never go there, but now you've come through with all these conversations that you've had with God. What has been your greatest awakening?
That life is not about me. I ask God, what is my most important lesson here? And God said, if you want to reduce it down to one sentence, here it is, Neil. Your life is not about you. It has nothing to do with you. Your life is about everyone whose life you touch and the way in which you touch it. That single sentence turned my life around completely.
Very good. Any words of wisdom for someone who's like sitting there going, yeah. Talk to me, God. What does God want us to know about God?
That there's no separation between us and God. That all things are one thing. And there's only one thing, and all things are part of that one thing that is. So the one thing that God wants us to know is we are that, that is us, and there's no separation between God and us. When we begin to act that way, we begin to experience our real reason for living, which is to demonstrate our true identity.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Neil Donald Walsh. You're an amazing man. Your message is beautiful. And I hope and I know that you have helped us visualize God in a different way. So thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend. Lovely to be here with you.
Thank you. And to you, my listening friend, now it's time. God is talking to all of us all the time in all ways. Are you listening? It's time to listen. Take out your soul shovels and just sit there and dig. And just be open to the love that you will receive. Please remember, this is I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Show are intended specifically for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to improve your life.
This is Lillian McDermott, and you just heard Neil Donald Walsh. That was a great experience as far as meeting people that are bigger than life. You know, these are people that you hear about and in the background. Maybe you hear the name, you don't know what they represent, and then all of a sudden you find yourself doing a radio show and boom, they're in your life. So the beauty of the lessons from Neil Donald Walsh is to know that no matter what circumstance you find yourself in life, wherever you are, that's exactly where you need to be. What is the lesson? What is the lesson in this moment? The more we realize that God is within us, the more connected we are to self. And building into our future and building into future shows, I'm going to dust off my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook. More than ever before, we have got to stay connected to self. I want to encourage you to be that vessel that brings that goodness everywhere you go. You can see the worst in people, or you can search for the best in people. Either way, we are in choice. And I hope you choose to continue coming back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. I want to encourage you to spread the word. Be like Neil Donald Walsh. which had an encounter, and that encounter changed our life. As we meet every day, this is our encounter. And I want to wish you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.